tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know we are here
to give you honest opinions,
not paid ones.
We are a couple of critics
featuring Becca's Corner.
Hi guys, it's Becca Sarah. I am going to tell you my review about Summer House on the Lake. This is Disney Springs' new restaurant. Disney described it as a restaurant that has California vibes. Everything on the menu is very light. The atmosphere is very summery, very cool colors. And when you see the outside of the building, once you get out of the garage, if you're parking, the best garage to park would be the orange garage. And when you finally get to Summer House on the Lake, you will see this white building. It was very beachy, very California, and it looks like that in the inside and the out. So what Disney promised is what you will see with this restaurant. The staff is very friendly, very accommodating. They have on the wall, yes, which means that if there's something that you want different, if they can do it, they will do it. So they have great customer service. The thing with this restaurant, because it's newer, it's not on the Disney app. So if you're in a pass holder, you know you can make reservations through the Disney app. You have to use OpenTable for this. They might change this in the future when the hype gets less higher and it cools down a bit. But for right now, to book a reservation, you have to use OpenTable. And if you're only doing it for one person, you have to call them. You can only book two or more on OpenTable. This is going to be more of your deluxe kind of restaurant. It's your restaurant that you go to if you have a special occasion, if you just graduated or you're having an anniversary, something special like that. Because it's very expensive. I know a lot of people say Disney restaurants are expensive anyway. And in my opinion, I don't completely agree. I understand what they're talking about, but I would say no, this is an expensive restaurant. Because for me, I've been to Disney restaurants and maximum I paid on my bill was $50. This one, by myself, I paid $100. So this is gonna be very expensive. If you want to try this place out, I would have $100 per person you're going with. So let's get into the review about what I liked, what I didn't like, what you should try, what you shouldn't try, if I would go back, etc., etc., etc. So before going to the restaurant, I would advise you to look at the menu. They have different menus for the different types of times you're going to the restaurant. They have a brunch menu and they only have brunch Saturday and Sunday. They have a lunch menu, they have a dinner menu, they have a wine menu, a drink menu, a cookie menu. Just to let you know that all the cookies are $5. They have big cookies like Gideon's. And I'll get into more details of everything in just a bit. Give me one sec. So there's one thing that's going to be on every menu all the time. And that's the starters. The starters are the same on every menu. Either you're going for brunch, either you're going for lunch, even if you're going for dinner. They're all the same. So for me, when I went for dinner,
and I got the truffle fries.
The truffle fries were $15.95. I'm letting you guys know the prices so you guys can like budget and help yourselves to say, okay, I'm gonna get this and it's gonna cost me this much to help budget you guys. And the truffle fries were amazing, so delicious. I love them. Would have them again. Would advise you to have them as well. So delicious. The aioli on them, chef's kiss. They did a great job with the truffle fries. Would have them again in a heartbeat. So that would be, so it would be $15.95 plus tax, so around $16. So that's just for your starters. And why I'm saying, like, I disagree with a lot of people being like, Disney restaurants are very expensive. I'm like, I've been to a Disney restaurant and I just had a meal and the meal is $15. This is the appetizer. This is a starter. The starter is $15.95. So you're already starting like with a lot. And this is just the starter. We haven't gotten to like the entrees yet. The entrees, what I saw for dinner, they're around $30 to $60, depending on what you get. So that's why I'm like, if you have an appetizer, your main, dessert, and an alcoholic beverage, my friend, $100 just for that alone. So for my starter, delicious, would recommend in a heartbeat, truffle fries. Try them, you won't regret it. And for me, like again, I went to this restaurant on the 17th of May. And it was dinner time and I was trying to decide on what to eat, if I wanted to get a salad, if I wanted to try pasta, if I wanted tacos, then I finally decided on tacos because I love Mexican food. I love Mexican food so much. It's one of my favorite kinds of food to eat. So I ordered the carne asada tacos. And my friends, they were horrible. I only had one. It was the worst tacos I've ever had. And I've had a lot of tacos from different places. I am not Mexican in any way. I'm not Hispanic in any way. But I know when a taco is bad and when a taco is good. These tacos were terrible. I would not recommend it. I'm not even going to tell you the price of those, because I'm not gonna steer you wrong with buying that at all. But if you're curious on the price, the taco that I got was $28.95. So that is around $30. And it wasn't good. There's three tacos on the menu. There's the grilled tequila lime chicken, the crispy fish tacos, and the carne asada. And those all range between $20 and $30. You see what I mean? It's getting expensive. It's getting expensive. And just a side note, if you're like looking at the dinner menu, the most expensive thing on the dinner menu, I did not have. It's a strip steak, which is going to be around $60. So that alone for like one person is going to be a lot of money. But if you do go to this restaurant, I would stay away from the tacos completely. Try the pasta, try the salad. Between my appetizer and my main, like they said, the food is very light. it's filling, but you don't feel like, oh, bloated and like stuffed. They're like, oh my gosh, I have so much fat in my stomach, like I need to go for a run. Like Disney said, this restaurant's very light. It fills you up, but you don't feel heavy. And that is how this restaurant is. And so they were right on that, but it's expensive. Light food that fills you up, that is more on the healthier side, which is accurate to what Disney said, but it is expensive. And what we see now today, a lot of more healthier food, more food that's going to fill you up and be healthy, and to make you feel better yourself because you chose something healthy, is more expensive. And Summer House on the Lake shows that. The vibe inside is very summer, very California. You feel like you're in California, so they do really good job with that. I got, for dessert, I got the marshmallow cookie. It was really good. Me, I'm a girl that's more towards the Gideon's cookies, and there's like a debate right now going between which cookies are better, Gideon's or Summer House on the Lake. And for me, in my opinion, Gideon's cookies are better. They're both big and the same size, but for me personally, I would say Gideon's cookies are way better. You could try them for yourself about Summer House on the Lake cookies. They're still good, but I'm just saying, in the debate of which cookie is better, Gideon's or Summer House on the Lake, I would say Gideon's. So next, I am going to talk to you about my favorite thing on the menu, which is the alcoholic beverages, because I had some. And just like everything I've had on the menu so far, the starter, the main, even the cookie, very light. A lot of cookies, going back to the cookie for a little bit, are very like heavy, and you feel like you've gained like 20 pounds. Cookie, light, my main, which your truffle fries or fresh fries, you usually feel like very like heavy after eating my fries. Didn't feel like that at all. Tacos, terrible, only had one. Very light. Didn't feel very heavy at all. Because I didn't finish my tacos at all, I just kept eating my truffle fries. And just finished my truffle fries, finished the cookie, and drank my drinks. So going back, alcoholic beverages. I tried a couple of the cocktails. I'm going to talk about one that's like very familiar to all of us, and then I'm going to go to the new stuff. So I love margaritas. I'm a margarita girly. I'm also a sweet alcoholic beverage girly. I also like martinis. I also like the chocolate liquors as well. I tried a classic margarita. I took it how it was, and I was like, can I have classic margarita? Can I have it with sugar? And they're like, no, we only do it with salt. And I don't like salt brims at all. For me, they're like, ugh. It makes me be like, ugh, when I drink it. So the margarita was good. The drinks that I had in total were good. The only thing I didn't like was the salted rim, but that's just me, and I'm not a salt rim girly. If you are a salt rim girly, you would love it. But the margarita was great, besides the salt rim. When I removed the salt, I liked the margarita. It was phenomenal. Okay, I asked my waiter, like, what is your more sweet drinks, because I love sweet drinks. And he suggested me City by the Sea. So it's like a rosé, gin, melon tea, and lemon drink. This was around $15. This was around $16. My bad, my friends. This was around $16. It was okay. I love the rosé. The gin was good. When I tasted the melon tea, I didn't like it that much. So I give it like out of 10. I give it a 5 out of 10. It was okay. There was some stuff with the drink I liked. Some of it, other drink I didn't like. And when people say, oh, this is sweet, this is not, it's varied to me. Because sometimes people say, oh, this is sweet, and then I drink it, and I'm like, it's not sweet at all. So for me, this wasn't a sweet drink at all. Maybe their frozen rosé is sweet, but like this drink was not sweet. It was more on the bitter side. On my opinion, it was more on the bitter side. It was still not heavy. It was very light. You didn't feel like you were drinking a very heavy drink. Very light. Calm. And the margarita that I had was $16. A lot of $16. Like a lot of places now, it's like $16 for a drink. So you see how the bill is adding up. And then last but not least, I had the Lavender Breeze. Very light. I love lavender drinks. They're really delicious. Very good. This drink overall was perfect. Chef kiss. This drink was $15. It was fantastic. And then I just had a iced cappuccino because I was tired as well. Very tired. So I had that as my last drink. And the coffee I had, really good. Again, light. Everything they had was light. That was $5. Cookies, $5. I would say that the cheapest things on the menu are the coffee and the cookies, because they're like $5. The expensive stuff on menu is the mains in the restaurant, no matter what time you go. Me personally, would I go back to this restaurant? Yes, but only for brunch, because I checked the brunch menu and it looked very good, very appealing, very like, oh, I want to see that. Also, I would maybe go to lunch because there is a club sandwich on the menu that I wanted to try as well. But just letting you know, friends, whatever time you're going there, it's going to be expensive. You will have to save $100 per person you're going to. So that's something you want to prioritize in your mind. If you're going to come to Summer House on the Lake, you will be spending a lot of money. No matter what time you get there, you're going to be spending for a main minimum $20, maximum $60. Just remember that. And remember, if that's your party is four or more, it's going to be a very heavy bill. So I would recommend you go to another restaurant at Disney Springs,
that's less money, that instead of 100 per person, it'd be 50 per person, 20 per person. There are a lot of great restaurants with these breaks. And if you have a big party, especially if there are children, I would recommend this restaurant. Adults, maybe try it once. And if you try it once, I would recommend brunch because they have a good brunch menu that I saw online. And it'd be great to go with a lot of you, and you can be like, I'm gonna take this, and share bits with each other. So it's fair, and then like it's not like, oh, I spent da da da. You all combined, you know, had some from each other's plate, and then that's what I'm thinking it would be worth however much you guys are spending. So that is my thoughts on Summer House on the Lake. I know it will be at the end of last year, December. It's the newest restaurant at Disney Springs. There are things that work that were great. Drinks are good. The starters are good. Don't try the tacos. Tacos are terrible. The salads look good. But everything they said about the atmosphere, being like you're at Summer House of Life, you're in California, food is light, the food makes you not feel bloated or like you eat a lot of food or like, oh, why did I eat this? Feels very fat. You don't. It's a really good place to eat if you're having a date night or celebrating something big. It's a thing like, oh, okay, I can have another meal and not feel bad. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I hope you enjoy my review of Summer House on the Lake. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.